Today, obviously, is the anniversary of the first COVID-19 cases here in North Carolina. And last week, the country passed 500,000 deaths, which, like, those numbers really seem like just hard to comprehend at times.
That was Dr. Wesley Burks, the CEO of UNC Health and Dean of the UNC School of Medicine. Burks kicked off Wednesday's panel by opening the floor to UNC's top health experts to share their experiences from the past year. When the pandemic first started, UNC's Respiratory Diagnostic Center and Clinical Microbiology Labs were some of the first to spring into action. Dr. Melissa Miller is the director of UNC's Clinical Microbiology Lab. She said when COVID-19 testing first began on March 16th, UNC was only able to conduct 100 to 120 tests per day. Now, Miller's labs can conduct 2,500 tests per day if they receive all the supplies needed.
So in the last year, we've done 250,000 tests just at the medical center. If you look at UNC Health-wide, we also helped bring up testing at our affiliate labs so that they had some local testing once commercial tests were available. We've done almost 350,000 tests statewide.
Outside of mass testing across the state, UNC Hospitals has been actively treating individuals with severe cases of coronavirus. Dr. David Weber, a professor of infectious diseases and the medical director of infection prevention, said UNC's medical center has treated 1,700 patients over the past year.
We have had, despite this large number of patients, not a single one of our healthcare providers working in a COVID unit or an emergency department have acquired COVID as a result of working here in the hospital. So we do know how to prevent transmission of this virus.
As North Carolinians have endured one full year of pandemic hardships, hope is on the horizon as local vaccination efforts continue to ramp up. Since vaccinations first began in December, UNC Health's 15 vaccination clinics have administered nearly 200,000 doses of vaccine, with nearly 35,000 at the Friday Center alone. Following recent news that the United States will have enough vaccine doses for every adult by the end of May, Weber said it's likely we will also reach community protection levels at the end of May or June. Community protection means that 85% of the population has either been vaccinated or built up immunity from having COVID.
So I do see by the end of summer that many of the aspects of daily life we've had to alter may change. And the major concern in the future really is the development of variants that escape vaccine and or therapy. But both the drug companies working on new therapies and the vaccine companies working on potentially booster doses that cover these variants.
Since January 20th, the amount of vaccine received by the state has increased by 135% and is expected to continue growing with the introduction of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. More than 80,000 doses are expected to arrive in the state in the coming week. Dr. David Wohl, a professor of medicine and top infectious disease expert at UNC, explained the differences in efficacy between the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccine. In large clinical trials, Wohl said the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine proved to be 95% effective in preventing illness from COVID-19. Comparatively, following studies done in other countries, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is proving to be 65 to 70% effective.
The good news is when you look at the data from the U.S., the J&J vaccine did better. And when you look at preventing severe COVID-19 hospitalizations and death, it looks just as good as the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. So I feel the benefits of having one shot being one and done are really important for a lot of people. But I do believe people should look at the data as much as we can share with them and explain it to them and make some decisions for themselves.
UNC Health's vaccination clinic at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill expects to receive 3,600 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the next day or two. Those doses will be used to hold special vaccination days for educators next week. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.